Okay, before we get to 2 o'clock call of the day, major correction. Will Levis, by falling from four to the second round, went from 33 million to 9 million.
Ooh.
33 million to 9 million. I had those numbers completely wrong. And then,
shocking.
Once I started going down the hole, then I started making up numbers to try to make the
$5
case.
$5 million.
$5 million I threw out there. No, he went from 33 million to 9 million by falling into the second round.
I think we should just not do numbers any longer.
I'm good at numbers.
We always get the
If we just
wrong.
Cut out numbers for you, I think we will be better off.
No, I'm pretty good at numbers. I get most of them right.
Let's let Ireland do the numbers.
I'm good at numbers. All right, 2 o'clock call of the day. Here we go. Pick a number 1 to 10. Andy.
6.
Line 6. Let's go to Noah in Studio City. Don't ask us how we're doing. Noah, what's up?
I won't ask because I don't care. I want to talk about the Lakers.
Yeah.
The thing that's so frustrating about this team, the team that played in Game 5 and the team that played in Game 6 were two totally different teams. And people were saying, oh, they were exhausted for Game 5. They were too tired, da-da-da-da-da-da. And they laid a giant egg, and then they come back for Game 6. You can't tell me that they were less tired somehow. The laws of physics would dictate that they would be more tired, that LeBron's foot would be more sore, that whatever's wrong with AD would hurt worse. But it wasn't the case, because they came out focused and ready to go in that Game 6, and they absolutely dominated. Darvin Ham finally figured out what we all have known for weeks, months, that he had to make a change in that rotation, and when he finally did it, of course it worked. We all knew it had to be done. Why does it take him so long? That's what is so frustrating about this team. We all see the potential there, and in Game 6, they actually finally put it together, and now we're all biting our nails because we don't know which team's going to show up for this series against the Warriors. This could be one of the epic early playoff series of all time. And or it could be a giant dud. And that's what's so frustrating about this Laker team and this particular season. We know we can put it together if they just come out focused and ready to go.
All right. Hey, Noah, great 2 o'clock call today. Excellent. And he raises some really interesting points. The difference between the Lakers' performance in Game 5 and the Lakers' performance in Game 6, which was an absolute beatdown. So I do think home court advantage is a huge factor here. Memphis had the best home court record in the league. They'd won 12 of their previous 14 games at home. They were a very different team at home, and they got swamped in Game 5. Game 6, again, the tiredness issue aside, I don't know if it's necessarily physics, but you generally get more tired and not less tired the more games you play. I just think that they got a surge out of that crowd that they didn't get, obviously, in Memphis.
That's what I was going to say. Like, when you are exhausted and these guys have been tired, like, you know they are because they're telling you.
Yes.
And when guys like LeBron, you know, the greatest of the great, they never admit weaknesses of any kind,
yep.
Vulnerabilities of any kind. LeBron's been admitting he's been tired. But when you get to your crowd, and that crypto crowd has been awesome,
yep.
During this series, that can actually fuel you to find a way through that fatigue,
sure.
To find that gear that you did not know existed, to find the gas in the tank,
yep.
That you thought wasn't there.
So does it worry you at all that LeBron is admitting that he's tired in a first round series?
I think it's,
I mean, I understand what happened. They went to overtime, then they had to fly, and
honestly,
all that stuff.
Honestly,
but like in a first round series, getting tired,
saying it,
it's not going to get
being,
better.
I mean, you can see he's tired, whether he
sure.
says it or not. You can actually see he's
so
tired.
So that's the question: is it concerning that
yes.
he, as of right now,
correct.
In the first round, and now they're going to have to go every other night for the entire series of round two? Is it concerning?
The one thing I'll say is that was the furthest most east you had to go to play in a Western Conference series.
This, I mean, they're on beautiful jets.
No, I know they're on beautiful jets and all that stuff, but it's still it's still the furthest east you have to go.
Yeah, you're going time zone differences back and forth, like extreme ones.
I think bouncing L.A. to San Francisco is not the same as bouncing L.A. to Memphis.
Look, to answer your question,
thank
Greg.
Thank you, Andy.
Yes, it's concerning for the exact same reason that people have been concerned the last few years about a team that centers so much around LeBron James at this stage of his career. At that age, 20 seasons in, that many miles on the odometer, of course it's concerning. But this goes with having a team built around LeBron. Like, it's priced in. You know, it's really more the other guys. Can AD fight through whatever fatigue? Can D'Angelo Russell raise his game on a regular basis? Austin Reeves raise his on a regular basis? The bench, other than Rui,
yeah,
start finding more ways to produce? Like, LeBron is going to play at the top level he can get to. But again, he's 38, season 20. This is priced in.
Yeah, and I think you got to be realistic here. I mean, look, the guy is, we are watching history in front of us. The fact that this guy is elevating a team to this point in the playoffs at the age of 38 after 20 years is amazing. But it's impossible to not look at him and see, oh, yeah, the guy's kind of gassed.
Yeah.
There was that incident in, not an incident, the thing in the Memphis series where Darvin called a timeout. And then at the tail end of that timeout, LeBron called another timeout so that he could get a little extra blow. I mean, that's honestly what we're dealing with. And I think the key to the series is, and Ireland brought this up on Friday, they are like, and he would have the numbers. To your point, John is good with numbers. It was something like the plus number with Anthony Davis on the floor was just like through the roof in that Memphis series, and was again on Friday night. Anthony Davis is the key to the series. He is the guy that is going to be, we talked a little bit before this and we should get into it. Kevon Looney has been a machine on the offensive boards. And Anthony Davis is a guy that's going to need to shut that down. Anthony Davis is going to be the key to this series. LeBron James is going to do all of the amazing stuff we've become accustomed to. But in the end, I think AD is the reason the Lakers can advance.
AD is the key to however far they go in the playoffs, period.
Yeah.
I mean, by now, when they traded for Anthony Davis for the 2020 season, at the time, he was going to be the 1A to LeBron's undisputed number one.
Yes.
But the plan was always that over time, certainly by now, Anthony Davis would be the guy that everything's centered around. He's the metaphorical engine of the car.
Yeah.
LeBron's the guy steering it. Like, we've long since reached the period where AD is supposed to be the best player yep. on this team, the most impactful player on this team, game in, game out. It has to be that way.
Yeah.
It's not fair to LeBron to expect, I mean, what LeBron's doing right now should not be happening. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Like the 22-20 game.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, 38 years old. That's
there's
just
no
ridiculous.
Template for what LeBron is doing right now. Like, anything you get from LeBron at a high level, you just have to like marvel and go like, I can't believe this is happening.
Right.
But it's still supposed to be AD as the central guy for this to work.
Speaking of AD, apparently Anthony Davis has joined the YouTube chat. He is on the YouTube chat right now. It's just Anthony Davis with a picture of Anthony
just
Davis.
Anthony.
So if we want to ask Anthony Davis a question.
Fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Absolutely.
Right now, we can actually ask Anthony Davis questions because he's on the YouTube chat. So we can just go ahead and ask him.
There is an Anthony Davis.
No. It's Anthony Davis. His picture is right there. That's obviously Anthony Davis, the real one.
Oh, you're right. That is Anthony
Davis. So let's ask Anthony Davis a couple of questions. What would you like to ask Anthony? I'll type it in.
Okay, so the first thing he says is, Anthony Davis says, is I'm AD.
Okay. Well, there's a little bit before that. He actually said, like, sup, y'all.
The second one, he says, I own the Warriors.
Hey!
We're not.
Do you have a question? I want to ask him a question. Like, give me a good question for Anthony Davis and see what he says.
Good question for Anthony Davis.
How does it make you feel when people talk about you as soft?
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a tough.
Let's
question.
Go right. No,
yeah. I mean, you're gonna go hard. Yeah,
look, Anthony Davis entered our house.
People call you soft, AD.
All caps, soft.
Ooh, no, no, no.
S-A-W-F. S-A-W-T.
Yeah, that's
soft.
Good.
Soft. Soft. Yeah. Come on.
All right, so let's see what he says. We'll come back to it, but he will answer in a moment, hopefully. So thank you, AD, for listening, being a part of the YouTube stream. And who are we thanking for YouTube?
Oh, we are thanking LAFD. Go to joinlafd.org for more information. That's how you know the YouTube chat is a big deal. It's sponsored by LAFD. All right, coming up next for you. Look, the games have been moving at an unbelievable pace in Major League Baseball. But something else has been moving in an unbelievable pace that isn't necessarily good for the game. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So I wanted to wish a happy birthday to my friends Morgan and Shane. They both had their birthday party on Saturday morning. And what's Aperol? Aperol.
Aperol, it's either an aperitif or a digestif, I believe.
Because I was drinking Aperol.
I believe it's either like sort of a pre-dinner drink or it's a post-dinner drink.
It's like kind of like, Bergman, do you know what Aperol is?
I've never even heard of
it. It's a liqueur
never heard
of
this?
Sorts,
it's
correct?
A liqueur? Yeah, it was like Aperol and 7-Up kind of thing.
That's Aperol.
Aperol.
What
Aperol.
Kind of alcohol is
What flavor is Aperol?
How do you spell Aperol? A-P-E-R-O-L?
I think you're probably...
It is.
Aperol Spritz.
A-P-E-R-O-L.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It is typically consumed before dinner.
An aperitif.
Well, there was no food at all.
It is a...
There ain't no food at that place. That was just straight up Aperol.
I don't know. AD has responded to...
Oh, good. AD has
soft.
Responded. All excellent. Right.
And you can go to youtube.com/ESPNLA if you want to actually talk to this AD.
Talk to AD.
Yeah, right. Anthony David, so your question about being soft and how he makes them feel, he says bad, and I feel sorry for them because I own the Warriors. What can I say? Not really sure what that meant, but then ESPNLA asked him how he's going to keep Kevon Looney off the boards, and yes. He said, ESPNLA, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. That's not a good answer.
Right. Whoa. I don't feel good about this at all.
That's the kind of AD we don't want.
Right. He
we
said,
don't want, I don't know, AD. We want, I know exactly what I want, AD.
This is why people think he's soft. S-A-W-F-T. Yeah.
Right. He said, ESPNLA, IDK, bro, LOL.
Again, this is
what
not...
What kind of mindset is this heading into round two?
This is
two?
A bad mindset. It
and
really is.
Whoever this AD is not doing a very good job of answering questions.
I love this person, Trojan7619. This is a fake account. Oh, really?
Oh, no way!
Spoiler, no, come on. I thought it was real.
No.
You're trying to tell me Anthony Davis didn't really go on our YouTube?
No, it's on this guy, Trojan, to prove it. Demonstrate to us how we know this is fake.
Yeah, Israel Quant. Sup, AD? Everybody's like talking to the AD we have in our chat. Yeah. All right, more of that coming up.
Mason, that? Turn your phone off.
It wasn't my phone. It was my computer.
Siri.
It was Siri.
why do you call it Siri and not Siri?
Because I have a more
advanced.
Yeah, she's Siri. Plus, I want her to have a different name than everybody else. So I call her Siri. It totally works. Everybody else is like Siri. Mine is Siri.
Yeah, you got Siri, Amazon.
Amazon, exactly. All right, so this is what I wanted to get to here. Bergman, we watch a lot of baseball.
Baseball.
So the average baseball game this year has gone from 3 hours and 5 minutes to 2 hours and 36 minutes. That is incredible.
Huge, huge difference. And it's great, by the way. Absolutely amazing.
And a lot, only Travis Rogers doesn't like it. And
no, I understand what Travis is trying to say. Push to 20 to 25. Because right now, it's 15 and 20. If you have guys on base, it's 20 seconds.
Let's go.
20 to 25, chop, I think, is chop, a perfect chop, happy chop. Medium.
So attendance, this is interesting, up for 20 of the 30 teams. Games are averaging 27,000 fans a game. That's up 5% from last year. So more people are going to the games. Now, here's what's bad. There were 270 injured list stints through April, the most in 40 years. The increase was all pitchers, 180 pitchers on the injured list through the month of April. That is the highest number in 40 years. And when you watch pitchers now, they really do labor. They are not used to throwing every 30 seconds, and I think it's leading to injury. This is the downside of the pitch clock and the clock that the batters use.
I mean, everybody's body has to adjust.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, athletes are creatures of habit. You know, they get very superstitious about the way they warm up. They like everything to be the same. They train their bodies to be that way, too.
Yeah.
And their bodies, I think, unconsciously just – their muscle memory develops a certain pattern. So it's going to take them a while, their bodies and their arms or shoulders, to get used to throwing at a certain pace, but they will.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Bergman, are you concerned about the injuries?
So, no, but isn't this also a reason that you should go to 2025 to give him just a little bit of rest in between? I mean, I understand you're not – how much more is it going to go up?
I think players will adjust. I don't think it's going to get any
faster. I think players will adjust. But I think that 20 to 25 is just a happy medium that's going to help keep these guys healthier,
so then
like you're talking
gonna
about.
So you're going to go longer, lengthen the game.
It's going to lengthen the game by a small margin, not going to be some massive number. It's not going to go back up to 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't know that the 3 seconds is necessarily going to make big deal in the cumulative effect of this whole thing. I just think when pitchers are called upon to throw gas at an increased pace, and whether it's 5 seconds or it's not 5 seconds, it used to be a lot longer. There are going to be injuries related to the pace of the game.
Sure, and there will be injuries, but I just think that when they'll find that they're going to go through this whole year, maybe they'll change it in the middle of the year, or maybe they'll change it next year. But I guarantee at some point they're going to go away from 15-20 because of injury concerns of what you're talking about right now.
Interesting. Now, the one thing I will say is that I don't necessarily want to throw the rules away once they get to the postseason, but I would be okay in lengthening the time during the postseason.
But can you do that? Then it changes the whole strategy. Man, everything changes.
I also wonder, too, if it actually...
Because I want playoff games to go longer. Like, I like longer play. I'm excited. That's what we wait for all year long is those playoff games.
Two things that jump out at me. First of all, I was looking at the top 10 ERAs in baseball last year versus this year.
Yep.
And this year, it's much lower.
Like it's lower.
Considerably lower, the top 10 than...
Are you looking at National League?
I'm looking just all across baseball, period. Last year to this year, it's much lower this year. So it seems like, if nothing else, there are some guys who are doing best.
So pitchers...
adjusting very
well. It's interesting. It's not affecting Clayton Kershaw, who threw just another spectacular game on Saturday night.
I also think, too, that if you change it in the postseason, you're taking these guys who've spent, like, however long a baseball season is.
Getting used to a rhythm.
Right. And then you're going to throw them and, by extension, their bodies back out of rhythm again.
Yes.
Like, you're going to make them adjust twice. And then the second time they're adjusting is during the game's... that are most high leverage.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't do that at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think you change anything. Although, the one thing I'll say is, a game should not end on a pitch clock violation.
If it's a rule is a rule, how do you not do it?
A game should not end on a pitch. Well, can you imagine Game 7 of the World Series ending on a pitch clock violation?
I mean, that's the way that it's going to have to end. That's the way it's going to have to end. You have to know where you're at that point. But what are you supposed to do? No. This one's okay because it's going to end the game.
It's a nightmare scenario, but
bases loaded, bottom of the ninth.
Down by two.
How about in the playoffs? each pitcher gets one warning. You get one warning about a pitch.
What about
clock
the batter?
Violation.
Does the batter that they have to be in and looking at the pitcher by the 8 second mark?
Okay, the batter have to be get one warning too.
Yeah, is that what I'm asking?
Sure,
it's your rules.
Yeah,
it's the Andy Kamenetsky rules.
But one per batter, one per pitcher, not per inning. There's no rollover. There's nothing like that. You get one warning
because you're allowed. Well, no, now you're allowed one mound visit, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed one mound visit, so the pitcher already gets a break if there's a mound visit.
Well, I just meant to try to avoid the idea of that, you know, a game ends on the pitching clock violation.
Yeah.
That's how I would try to end
it. That's the nightmare. Hopefully it never comes to that. Right.
But that's how you try to avoid
nightmare
it.
Nightmare scenario.
Because at some point, like if you've done this three or four times as a pitcher, it's on you.
Yeah.
We have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
In the YouTube chat.
Yes.
Not only is Anthony Davis in there,
yeah,
but LeBron James is in there.
Whoa.
Austin Reeves is in there.
Wow.
And
Dylan Brooks is
Dylan
in there.
Dylan Brooks is in the chat as well. So
what
if
up,
you want
BB?
To trash Dylan Brooks, you can go to the YouTube chat and start trashing him.
I like Dylan Brooks. Let's settle this, Bron.
I'm outside.
I believe it's been settled.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe if there had been YouTube chats after games, Dylan Brooks would have talked. Like if
Maybe.
You could have just talked,
I have that in
YouTube
jump
pass.
Ball. Don't talk about
oh, yeah,
it.
Or we'll
what's
that for? We'll
save
needs
that for
all
what's
the
helpful.
Help he can get for what's up.
I really. Right.
It's a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday here on 710, celebrating the Lakers' 40-point blowout win on Friday night at Crypto, getting you pumped up for Game 1 of the Western Conference Semis tomorrow night against the Warriors. It is presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Coming up next, there are three things I want to talk about that used to be good but aren't good anymore. Tell you what they are next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, people? Oh, you can always get a good bad goat sound from Andy Kamenetsky.
So terrible.
It's so bad.
Michael Thompson joined the chat.
Oh, Michael Thompson is here. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Now, that one has to be fake. Michael, there's no way he could log on.
No, he could not. He
not
can't
in a
even,
million years.
He can't even get the bundle. He can't even get ESPN Plus. There's no way he's getting the YouTube chat.
Now, if Tristan Thompson comes in here, then right. We have a real star-studded event.
So we've got an interesting dynamic developing in our YouTube chat. You probably want to go check it out because everyone is in, there is there's AD, there's Anthony, Anthony Davis, there's
LeBron
actually,
James.
There's an AD and an Anthony Davis. So. LeBron is there, Dylan Brooks is there, Michael Thompson is there, everybody's having
Austin Reeves is in
Austin
there?
Austin Reeves is in there.
Yeah, Austin Reeves is in there. And see, that could actually be the real Austin Reeves. I think that's possible.
Chat fight!
I'm not going to put money on that. I'm not
no, I mean, if anybody that's in there, wouldn't Austin Reeves seem like the most obvious one to go in there?
Sure.
I feel like Tristan Thompson has the most free time.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He does like to give high fives.
Plenty of free time. Okay. So I wanted to do this this bit. These are things that used to be good that aren't good anymore. According to me. All right. Number one, ride-sharing apps. This is, somebody wrote this. They are so expensive now that it's really not worth using unless you're too intoxicated to drive. I used to take them to any event I went to, but now paying for parking is definitely cheaper. A 10 to 15 minute ride during the weekend, evening, night hours is probably a minimum of $50 now. It's totally true. Uber and Lyft have gotten very expensive, especially during peak hours.
Well, fine. They should be expensive because it's saving us. We're not getting...
Unless you're drunk.
Unless you're drunk.
Unless you're intoxicated.
But even if you're just drinking in general, you should be taking a ride-sharing app. Just one drink is enough. You shouldn't drive on that.
On one drink? I totally agree. I totally agree. But the point is it's gotten really expensive. It used to be expensive. It used to be a way around paying for a lot for a ride.
Here's the thing, too. If it's going to become even more expensive because if you are taking that rideshare app, it's probably because you are going somewhere where you're drinking, which means you're racking up that bar bill
right
on top of the rideshare bill.
Sure.
So it really becomes
an
expensive
night. It does
add
up. It does add up. It's still, you know what? For a regular ride, it's not worth it anymore. But if you're intoxicated, that's really why.
There's no price
too
high
for that. God invented Uber and Lyft.
I mean, that's the only time I ever take ride sharing apps is Uber or Lyft, is because I'm going to drink. That's it.
You take it because you know you're going to drink.
Correct.
Yeah.
Isn't that the smart thing to do, Andy?
We just need a drop of Bergman. I'm going to drink.
I'm going to drink.
I'm going to drink.
Yeah. I had a party weekend. Big party weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where? Around like your place or?
No. I went to a birthday party Saturday morning, a little day drinking.
Saturday morning birthday party. That's aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when I had that Aperol stuff. Then, let me tell you something. We went to a restaurant. Ireland talks about this restaurant all the time, and we've never been able to get in because the reservations are really tough. So took 6 weeks to get into this restaurant, and we got the the senior early bird seating. So I was at we were at 5:15. This restaurant called Felix on Abbekinney is so friggin' good.
I've heard of it. I've never been.
It is so friggin' good, and was not. Like, Ireland will talk about restaurants that are, you know, cost like $600 to get in and out. Like Nobu. You can't get out of Nobu for less than $500 if it's two people and you have a drink. This place was, I mean, very expensive by everybody's standard, but not like so crazy expensive that you have to rule it out for a special occasion. It's a good special occasion restaurant if you can get a reservation. It's Italian food and it was fantastic.
And it sounds like you showed up with a bit of a buzz. From the party earlier.
We Ubered.
Nice.
Yes, we did Uber.
Hey, so what else is on the list?
Okay, what else? Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be a cool place for adults to get away, to dress up, get free booze, maybe win a few bucks. Now it's nothing more than a pot-filled circus of naked dancers stepping over people passed out lying in their own piss and vomit, and forget about an all-you-can-eat steak buffet for $5. You're lucky if you can get a bottle of water for that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
There was a time where Vegas was super cheap. It was like where you went for cheap stuff. I don't know when that changed, but Vegas is a very expensive town.
It was specifically where you could get cheap steak or like lobster, anything shellfish.
Yes.
Like the shellfish that's normally too expensive.
The Rio had a legendary seafood buffet.
Oh, yeah. You could get like a tower even. You could sometimes get a tower in Vegas.
Yes.
And it would be relatively inexpensive.
I've not been to Vegas in a lot. Do you go to Vegas, Bergman?
No, I don't. I haven't been in a long time.
I haven't been in a long time either.
You know who goes to Vegas a lot? Lindsay goes to Vegas.
Oh, does she?
A decent amount. Yeah, she loves it.
I think it's a little overrated.
It just depends on what
seafood
you want.
Seafood in the desert? Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
True.
I think it's more for like the pool parties, and it's more for, I mean, just gambling, I guess.
Oh, pool parties.
Yeah, it's for definitely for gambling.
And also, you have to get those
pool parties. Pool parties.
The resort fees is what really started to make that worse, where you had to pay extra just to be
in their
hotel.
Well, you know why you're paying resort fees, right?
No, why?
It's to pay for that friggin' football stadium they put there.
Yeah.
That's why they jacked the resort fees on everybody, was so that out-of-towners had to pay for the stadium.
Now, did that...
And they do it.
I was going to say, that stadium, they bragged about it not being publicly funded, which is technically true if you're a Vegas resident.
Right.
But make no mistake, it is being funded by the public.
Yes. Once you go, you're making a payment on the stadium.
Like, you got to read the... you got to really read the fine print with all of these stadiums that get built, the ones that claim that there's no public funding involved. Very often, there is some type of public funding.
Yeah, there is something. There's something. Third one, fancy burgers. I just want a decent tasting burger that isn't stacked so high and has so many ingredients that I just end up wearing half of it as the first bite I take pushes the ingredients out onto me. Then I have to pay $20 for the privilege of wearing my food. It is true that burgers have become they've become larger over time and more stuff on them over time.
Well, upscale burgers have become a thing.
Yeah.
Like the idea of, you know, this is not fast food. This is not, there's anything wrong with like McDonald's.
No,
Burger
McDonald's
King,
is great.
Right. But this is upscale. and you are going to pay for the upscale burger with, you know, organic ingredients and something kind of exotic and
it's
unusual.
Like Wagyu beef,
yes.
And
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean,
again, I would read the fine print on that one. Like the idea that you're getting Kobe beef burgers.
Is that not real?
I would be suspicious.
Really?
I have no proof of this.
But if they advertise it, it must be true.
Right, but how can you prove it?
Remember remember we talked about before, like, my sense of something versus sourced?
Oh, your senses, it's not Kobe beef?
My sense is that it's not always Kobe beef.
Yeah.
Or that the Kobe part of it could be doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yes.
It's my sense.
I've gotten very sensitive to spending money. So my mom, they had a birthday party. Okay, for some friends. And she brought the cake, which is like normal, right? You bring the cake and you serve it up. Mm-hmm. They actually had a serving fee of $6 per slice.
Ooh.
And my mom brought the cake. Now, does that not seem ridiculous? If you bring the cake, they're going to charge you for the slicing of it?
I've heard of
that. Scammery.
There are cake fees. That is not unusual.
A cake fee?
That's not unusual.
That is ridiculous.
$6 a slice.
$6 a slice for her own cake.
That seems insane. Like, at that point, you just start instructing like 3 or 4 people to share one slice.
Right. No, we're just going to make one slice out of this. Yeah,
that's outrageous.
Is that not ridiculous?
It's insane. I mean, a slice doesn't make any sense. If you want to do a cake fee because you're bringing food into a place that doesn't...
What's
a cake fee?
Well, look, there's some labor that goes into the server having to slice it up.
We'll
it takes
slice
up
our
turn.
Own cake.
Oh,
Give us a friggin' spatula. We'll scoop
I'm not
this.
What if you bring your own spatula?
I'm not justifying it. I was asked to explain what the fee is. That's what the fee is.
Why are you justifying it?
Why am I
no
part of Big Cake?
Justification for this.
Why are you part of Big Cake?
You are part of Big Cake.
But if you bring your own knife or you bring your own spatula and you cut your own cake, do you still have to get charged per slice?
If you bring up, yes,
they sit over you watching the slices.
That's one, two, three,
of six slices.
And you know how they get you?
$36.
They get you because they make those slices so thin.
So thin.
Just more.
You don't want a big slice, really.
No.
Yeah. Try to get 50 slices out of that cake.
What do you, actually, I'll hold that. Let me, I want to point out that I on Friday was way ahead of the curve.
How so?
What did I say the Lakers were going to do Friday night? Win, and I said...
Guaranteed!
Yes, I did! And I had Lakers in 6 in the series. Bergman, you had Memphis winning the series.
I did.
Jorge, you had Lakers in 6.
Yeah.
I had Lakers in 7 on the Locked
Lakers
on Lakers podcast.
On the Locked on Lakers podcast. I actually listened to it I don't know if I listened to it or watched. I listened to it today.
You can do either because there's a YouTube component.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My day always starts with the Locked On Lakers podcast. Then I go to the Blue Review.
You're such a great guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, how's the Blue Review going?
Blue Review is going pretty well.
Yeah. Seems good.
Yeah.
What I wish is that the Blue Review would come out a little earlier in the daytime.
I don't have control over when it comes out. I just record it.
Yeah. That's good. It's a good show.
That felt a little loaded.
Both of them.
Not loaded at all.
Both of them on their YouTube. Now, I feel really good about this next series. I am ready to call it.
We're going to call it now.
Andy, are you going to call it?
I'll call it. If you call it, I'll call it.
Bergman, you going to call it?
I am. I know what I know what my pick is. Well, kind of. No, that's part of the question. We're not there yet. Go ahead.
Okay. Jorge, you going to call it?
I am.
Okay. Andy, host of the Locked On Lakers podcast, how do you see it?
It's going to be a tough series. I think it's going to be an exciting series. I think it's going to be a series that has Laker fans often just nervous out of their minds, gripping their seats in anticipation. But at the end, when the smoke clears, Lakers in 7.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Lakers in 7.
They're going to win the 7th game on the road.
That's tough.
It is tough.
Jorge.
Okay, I'm with Andy on this one. Lakers in 7, yeah.
They're going to squeeze this series with LeBron and Curry. They're going to squeeze the you-know-what out of that lemon. So,
okay, so
Lakers in seven.
I want to get this straight. So the Lakers are going to squeeze the lemon.
You mean the Lakers are the league?
The NBA is going to squeeze the lemon. The NBA.
The NBA is going to squeeze. Yeah. That's why it's going to go seven.
Seven series. Yeah, seven.
Got it. It makes sense.
It's going to be, he's saying there's going to be some odd calls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some controversies.
Lots of Scott Big Foster. Advantage for the league to be a seven game
Tim
series.
Tim Donaghy's going to be rehired to referee the series.
A lot of kicking in areas that we're not supposed to be kicking.
A lot of Draymond, yeah.
If the NBA ever wanted a seven game series,
this is it. Right
this
here.
Is it. Yep. That's all my call. All right, Bergman.
All right, so I got a question before I give my – do you want me to be the reverse jinx that I was in the last series or give what I actually think?
So you were a reverse jinx.
Yes. I jinxed Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm. By picking Memphis in
right. Reverse
six.
Jinx. Do you want me to continue with that or give my pick?
Mm. Give your pick.
Yeah, I say give your pick.
Give your real pick.
I don't want to play.
They're all
going to
get mad.
Jinx.
They're all going to get mad at me if I don't. But no, my real pick is Lakers in six.
Lakers in six.
Wow!
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
I think it's very similar to what happens in this Memphis series, where they steal game one or two
yep.
in Golden State, sweep at home, lose game five, win game six.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So we've got. A Lakers in seven, a Lakers in seven, a Lakers in six. I am going.
Really,
to what's up,
out.
Fool?
Oh, you sure.
Out on that limb.
Come I'm going on. To what's
wow.
up, fool? Top of the hour, 3 o'clock. I'll have my official
what a
prediction.
Snake move.
That was good.
It's a tease.
That's
it's,
garbage.
That's a tease.
Wow.
A, how
by the
dare
way,
you?
It is a fantastic tease,
well
too.
Done.
Yes.
Well
thank
done.
You.
I feel
thank
so
you.
Cheap and used, Mace.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about
what's
that.
What's up, fool?
Coming up next is What's Up, Fool? Brought to you by Dos Hombres. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Brian Cranston, which is awesome to say
yeah.
every single day.
Brian Cranston has become the voice of LA sports.
He really has. He did that
as
Rams
he
thing. He did the Dodgers thing.
Yeah. No, he's been great. So Dylan Brooks didn't talk to the media after Game 6 and really didn't talk to them after any game. Is that right? I don't think he – at least the last three games.
Just the losses.
He talked after the wins. He didn't talk after the
so
losses.
So in the four
right?
losses, he did, so in Game 1, he didn't talk.
I know he talked after at least one of the wins, but he did not talk after the game he got tossed.
I think he didn't talk after game five either, though. I might be wrong on that. They won that game.
I though. Know that the last three losses, he did not talk.
Sure, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
But he has been fined $25,000 for it.
For not talking.
For not talking okay. to the media. So how do you feel about this? Should it have been more? Should it have been less? Like, should he have just been forced to talk? How does that all work?
You know, I know the league position is we want all of our guys to talk and, you know, make themselves
why
available
didn't he
and
talk?
All that stuff. Honestly, the fact that he didn't talk becomes a talking point. Not talking says something. And I agree that there should be media availability, all that stuff. But in this case... They really demonstrated, Memphis really demonstrated their immaturity throughout this series. Whether it was not talking after losses, Dylan Brooks, you know, quote unquote, poking the bear, those guys, when they're getting blown out by 40, laughing at the end of the bench, all that stuff. There's a lack of maturity there. And I have no problem with this particular fine. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do, but not talking says a lot about you, too.
Well, man, 25 grand is nothing. Compared to the money Dylan Brooks has cost himself this offseason
oh, yeah,
as a free agent. I mean, there had already been questions about whether or not Memphis would bring him back. You know, beyond the fact that they're already committed big money to Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane is extension eligible, and they're definitely going to pay him, and they should.
Yep.
But Dylan Brooks, for a while, has been on the border of just good enough to be worth the trouble, but not definitively. And over the last couple months between getting suspended during the regular season twice because of technicals and then the poking the bear with LeBron that didn't just put a target on Dylan Brooks's back, it put a target on the entire team.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they did not need that heading into this series. he's lost himself serious money.
And here's the thing. Dylan Brooks, during his media availability yesterday, actually doubled down. He said, that's who I am, and that's what I'm going to be. At the end of the day, it's just competition. It's competing, and most people are scared to compete, and that's why they get rattled or feel some type of way when they play against him. LeBron was, I mean, I don't know how to say this any more declaratively. LeBron was not rattled playing against Dylan Brooks.
He's become the equivalent now of a method actor who, like, forget that they, you know, have to stay the same in between takes, that sort of thing.
Right, like Jeremy Strong on Succession, yeah.
Jeremy Strong, though, is at least cognizant of the idea of this is a script.
Yes.
Like, I'm not actually Kendall Roy.
Yes.
I'm just playing this for a role, and I take the role really seriously. Dylan Brooks now, like, believes the script that he wrote. Like, this idea that Dylan Brooks rattles guys when they defend him, like, he may bug him. I'm sure he irritates him. He's annoying. He didn't rattle anybody.
He says, by the way, so I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep doing what I do.
Again, he has cost himself money.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if he's back in Memphis this year.
I'd be very surprised.
Right, he found himself off of Memphis at this point. Yes. And also, he's in the YouTube chat, as we know, and he said, I purposely waited to save my comments for this episode of Mason in Ireland. So we appreciate that, Dylan,
thank you, Dylan.
He was going to speak.
Well now he's just trying to kiss up to the Lakers to get a contract. He's trying
You
wouldn't take him. Would you want him?
No.
In any sense? He can't shoot.
No.
Can't decent shoot. Defender?
He's a good defender. He actually is a good defender.
Not wasn't in this series, but is a good defender.
He is good.
What's up, fool? All
right, is he not like Patrick Beverley-esque?
There's some look, he's performative.
Yeah.
Like there's a performative element to him. There's a performative element to Patrick Beverley. Draymond Green has a performative element. There are levels to how much these guys can pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so a guy named Rod Brooks on Twitter posted this question. I thought it was kind of interesting. Legit questions, he says. No snark. When did we start calling big point games burger? More importantly, why is it done? So honestly, I don't really care about the real answer to why it's called burger, even though I'm curious a little bit. I would like for you two to give me your best fake answer of why it's called a burger, like a 50 burger.
So like Steph had a 50 burger yesterday.
Yes.
It's the equivalent of eating a 50 gram burger, 50 ounce burger.
50 ounce, that's a big burger.
That's a big burger. It's the equivalent of eating a 50 ounce burger. Now, by the way, a nothing burger, which it's we also zero. Talk about, is just no, you don't get a burger at all. You just get a bun.
You might get some lettuce, some onion.
Yeah, pickles. Actually, you can Google this and find out. During the Celtics, that era when, you know, they basically owned the NBA, they're winning championship after championships, they had a tradition where in the playoffs, the leading scorer of each game from the Celtics, the rest of the team would take him out for a burger.
Oh, is that what it was?
So that's where, you know, 50 burger, like, you know.
When a guy scores 50, they take him out
Bob
for
Cousy
a burger.
Bob Cousy had some games like, you know, 50, 60 points, so they took out Bob Cousy for his 60 burger. Same thing with, like, Casey Jones. Bill Russell had some burgers, man. Bill Russell had some big burgers.
Yeah, big burgers.
Yeah, so that's
on the rebounding side, though, for the most part.
You can have a rebounding burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, very defensive.
Yeah, I mean, you get 30 rebounds. I mean, that's a 30 burger.
It's 30 burger.
Yeah.
So, Andy, how much do you think Mace believes you with your story now, even though I asked for a fake
one? I don't believe it at all with Andy.
Then Google it.
Mine seems more...
No, Andy's was way better.
No,
you
mine
kidding?
Is way more...
Like, if we were going to give away points for it, Andy wins.
No, I think mine is actually the truth.
That a burger is 50 ounces?
No, that a 50 burger is the equivalent of a 50-ounce burger. It's a big meal.
Okay, why don't you Google that? No,
ounce burger.
No, sorry.
How big is a 50-ounce burger?
An 8-ounce petite filet is still pretty big.
I mean, you're talking about a 4.5-pound burger.
But here's the thing. We don't see 50 burgers very often. That's the first time we've ever had a 50 burger in a Game 7. That's the biggest burger
but
ever in Game 7.
But they've been
50
burgers before.
I mean, that's a 4.5-pound burger.
That's a big, like, you have to, the size of that thing would just be gigantic.
By the way, I'm looking at burgers that are 50 ounces. They are large.
Now, do you know if that's the pre-cooked weight or the post-cooked
weight? I do not know the answer to that.
Because it's different. You know, they shrink down.
Yes.
What's that, fool?
That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
All right, so speaking of burgers and fast food, I saw this video over the weekend. There's a guy who goes into a fast food restaurant. I'm not going to mention what restaurant it is.
Okay.
He goes into a restaurant because he hadn't gotten paid in a month. He goes into the fridge, starts throwing all the ingredients out, fries, everything he can find. He starts dumping it out into the floor. Then he went and cut the wires for the computer, you know, the registers and stuff. And on top of that, he took money from the registers because, to his point, they never paid him for a month.
Okay.
Should he face any consequences for doing all that damage, or is a fast food restaurant responsible for not paying him for over a month?
I mean, I can answer that in one word. Jail. You're stealing so money out of a register? You're destroying food out of the freezers? No, I mean, there's
he wasn't stealing the food. He was just
destroying it.
Yeah, destroying it, yeah.
Destroying it. Yeah, destroying I'm sorry. This is like, this is jail. He's opening registers and taking money? That's jail.
At least he took his money. That's
those
are
literally
said.
Criminal offenses.
Yeah, no,
what you're laying
literally,
out.
You know, there's a rap sheet that well,
plus, did he,
from that
like,
thing.
The money that was owed to him, like, does he have proof of it? Does he know what it would be after taxes?
No, the captain just says, a guy hasn't gotten paid in a month, and this is what he does. And then you see the video, and it's just...
Is it a restaurant we would know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did he film himself, or did,
no,
like...
No, the staff did.
The staff,
yeah.
So he did this publicly?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, I'll send you guys a video so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But I just wanted to see where you guys were at. Like,
video so you can make a poster so that somebody can identify him and put him in jail.
But and then the caption at the end, I thought it was funny. It's like, at least he took his money. I was like, come on. Like,
yeah,
really?
Not that way.
Not that way.
I mean, that money now will just be spent bailing himself out.
It's true. I
mean, or lawyer fees.
It's true.
What's that, fool?
All right, so hey, did you see? Oh, wait, that's tomorrow. Travis and Sleeper.
We're going to get in trouble now.
They own that.
Hey, did you see?
They did that first.
Hey.
Yeah, no. Either way, did you see that in the middle of the day on Saturday, that Fallout Boy was playing during the NFL draft? What was the point of having Fallout Boy during that? This is Fallout Boy.
That's Fallout Boy.
So do you want... But that before that, that's that... Omnipresent.
I don't know. I just picked one of the Fallout Boys in the song.
That's Tom's Diner. You want us to just make up an answer to this too?
Well, no, but why? Isn't that weird that Fallout Boy is playing in the middle of the NFL draft?
It is definitely completely random.
Well, like during a pick.
I've not heard anything from Fallout Boy in quite a while.
Right. During a pick, there was Las Vegas Raiders were making a pick, and Fallout Boy was playing one of their songs while it was all happening.
Were you watching this?
I saw a video on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't quite understand the idea. Although I will say that for me, the draft, especially if you get into the second and third rounds, and, you know, I'm a Rams fan, and you know, I happened to see some Rams picks, but honestly, Fallout Boy is probably more entertaining than Spaghetti on the Wall.
Well, that I think you actually answered the question. This is how you keep people engaged in it. Like, just when they're like, all right, I've had enough of this, they see Fallout Boy's playing, they're, oh, okay, I'll watch Fallout Boy.
I mean, are you gonna stop and watch Fallout Boy?
I'm not going to, but other people might.
No. How many people do you really think of the 54 million are watching Fallout Boy?
I mean, they were popular for a while.
You might catch a few.
There might be. Yeah, you might get a couple
that
stick around.
What other
Fallout Boy?
I mean, B level bands could play the draft.
Like, would you stop if it was Imagine Dragons?
Would I say? Yeah, I probably would for Imagine Dragons.
For like a song.
Yeah, it'll be an anthem.
Well, this is the problem.
Every song's an anthem for Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons sounds like a band that was put together to create sports anthems
and sports promos.
Yes. Like, and to their credit, I think they realize this is our lane, and they just lean into
thunder.
It.
Every Imagine Dragons song is a sports anthem.
Do you remember the Imagine Dragons joke we made about you during the roast? Do you remember during your roast the Imagine Dragons joke we made?
I've blocked out the roast from my memory.
I didn't. It was great.
When Brian and I were roasting you, we noted that, you know, you came out as gay, and it was very brave of you to do this in this space. But it wasn't nearly as brave as you coming out as an adult fan of Imagine Dragons.
That's such a good joke. It's such a good joke. Imagine Dragons are they on the downside of being like Nickelback? Are they like...
I think they'll always be bigger than Nickelback.
Oh no, but I'm saying, like, you know how a band, people just are over that band
yes.
and they...
Like Black Eyed Peas. They just went crashed.
Well, they broke up.
Well, but they were crashing.
Left.
They were just the anthem band for a while.
They were an anthem band.
There is no bigger insult you can give a band than Nickelback.
Then they went Nickelback?
There is no... Like, that is literally, we are going to throw down.
Now, I've seen Imagine Dragons in concert. Actually, I took my mom to see Imagine Dragons. I was with Stryker from K-Rock. The three of us went to see that concert. And Dan Reynolds from Las Vegas, great act.
I will say...
He used to listen to the show, I think. I don't know if he still does.
Dan Reynolds did?
No, Stryker.
Oh, Stryker, yeah.
They performed
He's doing afternoons now, yeah.
They performed one year at the Grammys with, I think, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Together. They were fantastic. Like, yeah. It was a really good show.
Yeah, I'd like to retract any reference to Nickelback when associated with Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
What's up, Foo?
All right, don't forget, you can meet us in the OC this Friday, Cinco de Mayo. We're taking over Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim for a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We're giving away Angels tickets. We're giving away Solita gift cards. And we've got Mandy Awards tickets. They're hard to come by. It's sold out. It all starts 10 a.m. Friday morning. Join Travis and Slee, me and Ireland, Shidano and Cappy, and the entire 710 crew at Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Light the fire within and feed your soul. Thanks to our partners, Coors Light and Dos Hombres Mezcal. And by the way, What's Up Fools, brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal, gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more. All right, I told you I'd give you my prediction for tomorrow night and for the rest of the series. Lakers versus Golden State, we'll do it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.